Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up, a way to spend the night in jail without getting a criminal record. Now we do that segment. Anyway, that's coming up in a minute. First, though, let's go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. There is violence today in the Gaza Strip. Hamas security forces opened fire at a mass rally commemorating the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. It was the largest public display of support for the rival Fatah movement since Hamas seized control of the Gaza Strip in June. 5 people were killed in the clashes today, and at least 31 were wounded. Meanwhile, there are reports Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has disclosed plans to release more than 400 Palestinian prisoners in a goodwill gesture ahead of U.S.-sponsored peace talks scheduled for later this month. Over to Baghdad, where there's been another shooting involving a private U.S. security firm. According to a report in the New York Times, an Iraqi taxi driver was shot and killed Saturday by a guard with DynCor International. Officials with the U.S. Embassy and DynCor confirmed a shooting Saturday, but they couldn't confirm any deaths. Iraqi officials have opened an investigation. The Iraqi government has accused another firm, Blackwater USA, of involvement in at least 6 questionable shootings in Baghdad since September 2006, including the one 2 months ago in which 17 Iraqi civilians were killed. And today is the federal holiday commemorating Veterans Day. Ceremonies were held around the country yesterday. At Arlington National Cemetery, soldiers laid wreaths on unmarked tombs. Vice President Dick Cheney addressed the crowd.
Gathered as we are today in a time of war, we're only more sharply aware of the nation's debt to the members of the armed forces. They are constantly in our thoughts.
Government offices, schools, banks, and businesses are closed today, and parades are being held across the country to mark the holiday. Finally, some global sports news. Soccer is serious business in Italy and can trigger serious violence. Yesterday, fans in Rome rioted in the streets. They torched a bus, and several people were injured, including police. The riots were triggered after police accidentally killed a soccer fan while they were trying to stop violence between rival fan groups in northern Italy. The 26-year-old was on his way to a match when violence broke out at a traffic stop and police intervened and mistakenly shot the young man. The incident sparked violent riots around the country. Italian authorities detained 4 people today linked to the riots. Italy's president has condemned the riots, and Italy's passed several anti-hooligan measures over the years to try to quell violence by overzealous soccer fans. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison.